time for our Travel Michigan update as we welcome in Craig Kasmer, naturalist, park interpreter at Hardwick Pines State Park. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Weather in Grayling this morning is what?
Cold. Sunny, but cold. It's actually not that bad. You know, that we've had such that terrible, really cold streak like last week, and it's probably in the teens, maybe 20s. Not too bad.
All right. And how much snow on the ground in the Grayling area right now?
Oh, we've got bunches. We have, well, let's say I was off for a couple of days for Christmas, came back, and we got at least another 4 inches. We've got a really good base, and our ski trails, of course, are groomed and packed, and so people have been coming out for weeks, actually. Mm-hmm. But now the good skiing is really just starting.
All right. Well, we'll talk about some specific things you guys got going on after the first of the year here at Hardwick Pines, but give people kind of an overview of what's the state park, how big is it, what are some of the different opportunities that are available at Hardwick Pines?
Well, our state park is open to the public all year round. Additionally, where I'm housed out of, I'm at the Michigan Forest Visitor Center, and that's open all year round as well. If someone's not here, then the restrooms are still open, but generally someone's here 7 days a week. And we have a warming room here in the Visitor Center so that folks that use the ski trails or want to borrow snowshoes or what have you for winter activities, we've got hot water for tea and hot cocoa, warm up a little bit, have lunch, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of our, in a way, even though it's not the center of the park, it's kind of the epicenter where many things go on. And throughout the close to 9,000 acres here at Hardwick Pines, we have a variety of ecosystems as well as landscape types, from hardwood forest to conifers to lowland to swamps to bogs, hills, valleys, streams, lakes, you name it, we've pretty much got it. And which is great from my perspective. I'm a forester by education, and for those visitors from out of state who come to Michigan, they want to see a good representation of what northern Lower Peninsula offers in terms of forest type and tree types. We've got them all right here.
All right. Let's talk about some of the events you've got going on after the first of the year, because you like to get folks out of doors and in the snow with some guided snowshoe hikes.
Yeah. In fact, we're starting them next Saturday, so a week from tomorrow is our first one, and then they go every other Saturday up until beginning of March. And what we do is we reserve it for 20 people, because what we find is that when people come in, we give them a little introduction in our auditorium here at the Visitor Center, and then we head out and we actually get to walk in off the trail and into the old growth, which is something that we don't really suggest people do during the growing season when there's animals and plants growing and that sort of thing. But but in the wintertime, it's everything's snow covered, so we walk out in the old growth. We talk a little bit about history of logging in Michigan, as well as some of the natural resource aspects, do some wildlife tracking. That lasts about an hour, hour and a half, and we end up at the logging museum. Those buildings are closed, but we have our raised fire pit, which is historically called a camboose, and that's lit, and we have some cider down there and talk a little bit, and then people are welcome to go on their own. Now, the program lasts about 2 hours altogether. If people don't have their own snowshoes, we have a limited number. We've got about 25 or 30 pair of snowshoes that people can borrow. Even if they don't want to go on one of the guided tours on those specific Saturdays, any day of the week, they can come in and just borrow one from us.
All right. You've also got a very special one coming up, well, tied into the calendar, certainly for this one, a couple of full moon snowshoe hikes.
Right. That's at 7 o'clock, and that's going to start at our contact station. When you, depending if you're coming from the south or you're coming from the north, you get off at exit 259 on I-75, head east, you go down about 2 miles, and on the left-hand side, or the north side, is the entrance to the park. It says Hardwick Pines State Park. You'll see the big Michigan logging wheels there. And the first building that you come to on the right-hand side is our ranger station, or a contact station, where folks during the camping season will register the campsite. But that's where myself and whoever else will be coming along. We'll be kind of milling around there, waiting for folks to show up, strap on the snowshoes, and then we take a little hike. We generally will walk on the road that is that we do not plow during the wintertime, and so there's enough snow definitely now. And by that gives us good accessibility as we walk along the trail. When the moon rises over the trees, we'll have a full view of the full moon, basically, and cast shadows on us. It's amazing how illuminated the trail is without having to have some kind of flashlight or a headlamp on, and it's really nice.
All right, that's Thursday, January 16th, and Saturday, February 15th, when the full moon is out. But also, you've got great areas for cross country skiing too.
Oh, sure. We have three basic trails, and these trails are also used for hiking and mountain biking during the non-snowy season. But we have a 3-mile loop, a 5-mile loop, and then a 7.5-mile loop. And those are groomed. Folks are welcome to call here anytime and ask if we've groomed, but our rangers just informed me that they're going to be grooming today for the week, and they generally will groom on Fridays. But if we get dumped on a Monday, then they may just go even pack on a Tuesday or Wednesday, too. So you never know. But we also have a small loop that we groom, which is just over a mile, 1.15 miles long. And that is lit on those other Saturdays that we don't have guided snowshoe hikes. We'll have cross-country skiing by lantern light. And then we've got about 50 lanterns that we light this loop. And it's an abbreviated loop, so it's not too long. And plus, you're doing it at night, so those folks that are a little uneasy about being out in the dark, there's usually enough people here that you're never truly alone.
Yeah.
But it's very scenic, too. Well attended and very nice to participate in.
More information, grayling-mi.com or go to the michigan.org website and search for Hartwick Pines State Park. Sounds like a fun time, not only in the winter, but also in the summer months, too. Craig, you really are in the heart of the outdoors and what outdoors is really all about here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, you know, this park, it's one of our gems, of course, in Michigan. At least kind of feel that way because I work here, but it is a great place. From birding, people come here in the springtime to catch all the birds because we've got that rare old-growth pine forest, and so there's certain species that just hang here for a while before they head north to do their breeding. But from fishing to hunting, it's open to hunting as well. Yeah, this park has got just about everything.
Great stuff. Craig, thanks, and enjoy the rest of the holiday period, all right?
Thanks, Ken. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Craig Kasmer, naturalist, park interpreter, Hartwick Pines State Park, Michigan DNR with us, and all the cross-country and snowshoe events they've got going on this winter on this special edition of our Travel Michigan Update.